Well, the people that live locally in this area are shocked, really, and saddened by what they've heard or what they've witnessed for themselves. Earlier on, I spoke to an eyewitness. It was a man that had actually chased the attacker down the street. I asked him what went through his mind in the moment, and he said, well, nothing really. He just wanted to ensure that the person wouldn't get away and wouldn't escape the police. But sadly, that has been the case, and as we understand, a manhunt is now underway to try and find that attacker. But I think really what's in the minds of the people that live locally are the thoughts, especially when it comes to the children. The thoughts go to the children having to witness this horrific ordeal and being wrapped up in this incident. We can confirm that it was actually a 31-year-old woman and her two children, two daughters aged 8 and 3 years old, that were involved in this incident. They did have a chemical substance thrown at them, and they were taken to hospital. The police have confirmed that their injuries are not life-threatening, but that the injuries of the 30-year-old woman and her youngest daughter could indeed be life-changing. The police also confirmed that some members of the public that stepped in to help out were also injured. They have said that two women in their 30s and a woman in her 50s were taken to hospital, but have since been discharged. Officers responding to the incident as well were injured, but it is thought that their injuries are thought to be minor. And we have spoken to eyewitnesses at length throughout the course of today. I can actually share a statement that was given to us by one person who effectively describes some of what we saw in the video. They talk about hearing screams from a woman saying, help me, help me, and how that woman had had this chemical substance thrown in her face. It's a substance that's been described by police as a corrosive substance. And actually, throughout the course of this morning, when we got to the local area here on Lesser Avenue, the ground was soaking wet, as were some of the cars surrounding where I am now. And that's because emergency services worked at great lengths in order to wash down the vehicle and the roads to ensure that this chemical substance was no longer in the area. We also heard earlier from Streatham MP Belle Ribeira Addy. She said that her thoughts also go out to those that were involved in this tragic incident. In fact, she described it as horrible, but was keen to add that it was quite a specific attack, in her words, saying that she wanted to ensure the public that no one around is randomly attacking people and that this is an extremely rare incident. But of course, the people that live here locally are worried, especially given that the suspect, the attacker, has not yet been arrested. The police are also calling for more information. Anyone that may have seen or heard anything to come forward to help them with their investigation.